The biggest games.
Recce for three, got it to go.
The most compelling stories.
Three of the former players said sons were on this particular Monroe team.
The area's best high school sports coverage.
Throws it down with two hands, the whole hoop is shaking.
That's a 10. That's a 10, baby.
This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the 608 basketball tournament on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. We have our first showcase game of the day in what has all the makings of a track meet between the Lightning of Appleton North and the Verona Wildcats. For over 50 years, Zimbrick Honda has provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles. The trusted staff of Zimbrick Honda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're in the market for a new Honda or used Honda, visit Zimbrick Honda in Madison today or online at ZimbrickHonda.com. Hello again, folks. My name is Riley Yauch alongside my partner in crime, Tim Haldeman. And Tim, I know you're coming off of refereeing a triple overtime game between New Glarus and Columbus last night. Both of these teams coming off of wins last night as well. Verona knocking off Sun Prairie West 89-80 and Appleton North shellacking Appleton West by a score of 100-63. And Tim, I have a feeling that's not going to slow these guys down that much.
No, these guys are working on 16, 17-year-old legs versus my 71-year-old legs. And trust me, I'm really, really glad that there's a three-man crew out there in black and white stripes that does not include me at this very moment in time. But, yeah, this one here is going to be a track meet from everything I've been told. I personally have not seen either one of these clubs, of course, yet this year, but I mean, when you've got, a lot of returning seniors from each club and coaching staffs that are top-notch, you're going to see a lot of running, and it's going to be real, real quick.
Yeah, and some good basketball on our hands for sure. Appleton North, talking about returning seniors, they're returning every member of their team from last year. So experience galore. Three members of this team, three of the starters, have been starting since freshman year. Appleton North certainly bringing the experience. But Verona, I mean, they have some playmakers on their side as well, specifically in Cameron Williams and Drew Murphy. Williams averages a little under 21 points a game. One of his goals before this season was to be the Big 8 Defensive Player of the Year, and he is certainly an animal on the defensive side of the ball. And then, Tim, you were telling me Drew Murphy comes from quite the basketball legacy.
Well, yeah, without a doubt. I saw Drew Murphy when he was a freshman starting at Verona Area High School. And, he's got a pretty good pedigree. His father hails from the big city of Mineral Point in southwest Wisconsin. He was a good player. But then he just happened to match up with this young lady by the name of Angie Hallbleib, who at the time, I believe, was the all-time leading Wisconsin scorer. And she was from Middleton, and she ended up on a four-year ride to Kansas and then has returned to Wisconsin and was the girls' basketball coach at Verona for a number of years and had many, many fine players and many fine teams. And I personally miss her as a referee because she was...
Made your life easy?
Oh, she made my life really, really easy. She was so much fun to officiate, and... her son, I'm anxious to see him play because, like I said, when he was a freshman, he was just a, sort of a skinny kid, you know. But you knew that he had all the fundamentals, and he was able to fit in. He's a really good passer. Well, now he's averaging 27 points a game because that's what the coach and the teammates are asking of him.
Legacy, skill, speed, experience. We're going to have it all for this first showcase game on Saturday of the 608 basketball tournament. When we return, we'll give you the starting lineups and get you ready for tip-off. You're listening to Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania. Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania here at the 608 basketball tournament. At Canopy Wealth Management, they believe in the continued development of partnerships for good within their communities and giving back where they can. The team at Canopy emphasizes building local relationships and believes that values matter and strengthen their communities. When you work with Canopy, care, competence, and clarity isn't just a tagline, it's a promise. Go to canopy-wealth.com to get started on your financial future today. That's canopy-wealth.com. Now I'm going to run you through the starting lineups here quickly for Verona. Number 0, Kamar Bridges Miller. Number 2, Amari Phillips. Number 11, Bennett Buss at guard. Number 15, Cameron Williams. And number 20, Drew Murphy. Starting 5 for the Appleton North Lightning. Number 1, Will Sweeney. Number 2, Matthew Ross Plahowski. Number 4, Nathan Ramos. Number 5, Grant Hardy. And number 14, Ben Zedablowski. We're going to step aside for the national anthem. You're listening to the 608 basketball tournament on Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania.
Win or lose, we're going to walk out of the stadium tonight with our heads held high.
That is amazing. Wow, what a game.
Oh, my.
Unbelievable.
One more for the record books.
Nothing's going to stop us now.
At the buzzer, knocks it down.
Pick is up.
Yes.
He made it.
Yes. Reverse layup is good with 5 seconds left.
Put 6 on my staff.
First title in program history.
Being an in-state kid, everything that I wanted in school was right at home.
Every coach has a toolbox, and every tool is from another coach.
Camaraderie, be able to hang out with each other and be together.
Takes it all the way for the touchdown.
Led by a future Badger.
I'm very excited for this kid because he is brilliant.
What an absolute javelin toss.
He's going to throw a jump pass and complete it for the two-point conversion to Hawk.
I mean, we can see a lot of offense.
Put the exclamation point on it.
At the buzzer.
Wow.
It's good.
Oh, my goodness.
Do your best.
Thank you so much for all you guys do for high school sports.
Guys, I got goosebumps.
It's all anybody can ask for.
The biggest games, the most compelling stories, the area's best high school sports coverage. This is Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
Welcome back to the 608 basketball tournament on Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania. It is time for tip-off here at Madison College. Kamar Bridges Miller in the center circle with Ben Zedablowski for the Lightning. Whistles blown. Rolls out of the hand of the referee. Swatted down, fought for at center court. Stolen away by Verona. They win the opening tip. Cameron Williams over high on the right. That's Drew Murphy. Drives in with the left hand. Kicks it back out to Williams. Left-handed dribble. Rotates it around. Bennett Buss ripped away. Whistle blows and a foul. Will Sweeney, the guilty party on the reach-in. And just 16 seconds into the game, we have our first foul. Nothing, our score.
Neither one of these clubs very tall. 6'6 being the tallest for Appleton North.
And Bridges Miller knocks down a three to get the scoring started. Verona up 3-0, 30 seconds in. Will Sweeney coming back the other way. Lightning working left to right here. Ball on the left wing. That's it, Oblowski. Has the ball, looking for something, finds it inside. That's Ramos working on Buss. Drives, pops. No good. Rolls off the rim. Rebound, Verona. Here comes Buss the other way. 3-0, Wildcats lead it. Bridges Miller, another three. That one toilet bowls around and out. No good. Rebound, Ramos. Slowly walks it back the other way. Finds Ross Plahowski, left wing. Kicks to the corner. Shot is up for Hardy. No good. Rattles in and out.
Who said we need a shot clock?
Yeah. We certainly don't. Both coaches expecting a track meet. So far here, minute 15, that is what we have gotten. Drew Murphy in the paint, up with the right hand, no good. Rebound fought for down low. Wildcats get it back. Second chance opportunity here for the orange and black. Murphy on the right side, drives in. Spits it back out, and it rolls out of bounds. Tipped out by a Piers at a Blowski.
Well, I mentioned earlier in the pregame that I was anxious to see Drew Murphy. That's not the same Drew Murphy I knew 2 years ago. This kid's got a set of shoulders.
A little bigger.
Whoa.
He's burly. And Murphy,
brother.
The three, short, front iron, no. Rebound Lightning. Here comes Ramos the other way. High on the left, inside. Finds Sweeney. Kick back out to Ramos. High on the left. Open three for Ross Plachowski, and that one falls. Knotted up at three apiece. 16 minutes left to play here in the first half.
I watched that kid in the pregame. He doesn't miss from three, especially when he's wide open like that.
Ross Plachowski, a sharpshooter. Williams back the other way, drives in, up with the right hand, off the window, no good. But a whistle blows and a foul.
I was going to say, wow, they're really letting them play. Well, yeah. The whistle was was a good, patient whistle, but they got their red call.
First foul on Grant Hardy. Cameron Williams shooting two for the Wildcats. Front end is too strong. No good. Score remains 3-3, 15-50. Left to play here in half number one. Two of two up for Williams. That one is true. However, there was a lane violation. The free throw will not count, and the ball will go back to the Lightning.
No, I think they called a foul. They called a foul.
Do you know what that foul would be? I missed the call.
It was pushing on the rebound.
Tim Haldeman, decades of refereeing experience providing some insight. Sweeney, high on the right side. Finds Ramos at the top. Is it a Blowski now? Over to Hardy, who takes the three. Back iron, no. Rebound tipped around. Here come the Wildcats. Bridges Miller has it. High on the right. Crossover dribble, tipped away. Over to Buss, rotates it around to Murphy. Drives left baseline, no. Out to Buss, back to Murphy. Drives baseline once more. Up with the right hand, air ball. Here comes Sweeney, flying back the other way. Kick inside to Ross Plachowski. Up strong, finishes Amari Phillips. On the defense, he's checked in now for the Wildcats.
Well, that kid can not only knock it down from three, but he can go inside. That was a beautiful move.
Tough finish. Murphy high on the left. Almost stolen. It is, and now poked away out of bounds. Amari Phillips.
And he can play defense.
Defense on offense.
Whoa, man. This kid's very impressive. He, let's see, averages 13 a game, but you can see he plays both ends of the court. And we've got a discussion at the table here. I think they're discussing the arrow. It's the only possible thing.
Oh, and they're counting the free throw from earlier. So, pardon me.
We just figured that out.
I guess your score 5-4 in favor of the Lightning. Ball back in play. Phillips will take the mid-range J. That one's true. Amari Phillips, the sweet stroke from the left elbow. 6-5. Wildcats back on top. Ramos drives inside. And it's going to be a blocking foul on Cameron Williams. His first of the game. Second team. Hardy to inbound. Gets it to Sweeney high on the right. Kicks to the corner. That's it, Oblowski. Looking inside, nothing doing. Stops. Sweeney between the circles now. Left-handed dribble in the paint. Back to that far corner. That's Ramos directing traffic. Zadoblowski high on the left, hand off to Ramos. Back to Ross Plachowski. Back outside, rotating around. Zadoblowski, and they're going to call a travel. Didn't quite come set. Ran with the ball. Turnover, Appleton North. 14-12 left to go. Verona leads 6-5.
Both clubs in real sticky man-to-man defenses, switching on both ends.
Both teams very similar, run a five-out offense and tough man-to-man defense. Verona on offense, Bridges Miller to Phillips. Finds Buss on the left side, gets past his man. Help defense comes from Sweeney. Back out to Cameron Williams. He's at the front of the Wolf logo. Williams inside, tough finish, no good, off the rim and out. Went up with the right hand. Ross Blachowski on the fast break, left hand finger roll off glass and in. 7-6 in favor of the Wildcats. Now, pardon me, I had the wrong score. It was 6-5 Appleton North. Verona leads at 7-6 now. Bridges Miller, the three from the left corner, front iron short. Rebound Lightning. Sweeney has the ball tipped away briefly by Cameron Williams. He corrals, 13:20 left to go. Lightning back on offense. Sweeney thinks about a three. Zadablowski will take a long two. Rattles in and out, no good. 13:10 to go. Bennett busts with a rebound. Right-handed dribble, far on that right sideline. Phillips in the right corner, gets it to Bridges Miller. Up with the right hand, too short, no. Rebound Lightning, almost thrown away. Here comes Nathan Ramos, strong drive with the left hand, blocked by Cameron Williams down low, a scuffle for the ball, and a foul is called on Cameron Williams with the push. That's his second of the day. Jackson Connor checking in now for Kamar Bridges Miller for the Wildcats.
I'm going to tell you, the benches are going to be very, very important because this is breakneck speed.
Yeah.
I've seen guys gasping for breath already. And we're barely 5 minutes into this contest.
12:49 to go. Another check-in before play gets underway. Caden Johnjack in now for the Wildcats. Abraham Tomori in for the Lightning. Ramos will take the three. No, Tomori there to clean things up and put it back in. 9-6, your score.
Nice use of the backboard on the rebound. Used it beautifully to his advantage.
Bennett Buss. To Murphy, back to Buss, far on the right. In the corner now, rotates it all the way around to Murphy, drives baseline, right hand, too short, no. Knocked out of bounds, that's going to go back to Appleton North. Tough defense down low for the Wildcats, or for the Lightning, I should say, as Ramos bringing the ball back. Slow dribble between the circles. Runs it around to Ross Blachowski. Tomori top between the circles. Finds a cutting Blachowski low on the block. No. Back out to Sweeney. Ross Blachowski in the corner. Drives back. Sweeney will take the three on the right side. That hits the heel and out. Rebound Lightning. Tomori now from the left corner. That one swirls the tin and drops 12-6 with just under 12 minutes to go in this first half.
It doesn't make any difference what your number is. You can shoot threes.
Yeah. This team... is not too shabby when it comes to long range. John Jack to Murphy at the top. Back to John Jack. He'll fire a three. Too strong.
Oop, that
rolls over the backboard. Out of bounds. Appleton North with some serious momentum now as they get the ball back.
These coaches, Chris Kellett, I remember him well from Ripon College, 08 graduate. Curtrell Robertson, Winona State, and a local product.
Ramos to Ross Blachowski. Tomori between the circles. Back to Zadablowski. Looking around. Guarded by John Jack. Finds Sweeney far on the left side. Drives in with the right hand and throws it away out of bounds. Turnover.
He threw that to the cheerleaders. Unfortunately, there are none today.
Yeah.
I don't know where he was throwing that.
Straight to a Verona assistant coach is Bennett Buss. Will saunter up the floor for the Wildcats. 11 minutes to go. Appleton North leads at 12-6. Buss, sharp drive, and he is fouled on his way up. Tough finish and a hard foul as he hit the deck with a thud. He'll be shooting two.
You know, Riley, you and I just met just an hour ago.
That we did.
I will tell you, I will ask you this question. The biggest misunderstanding of the game of the basketball, what is it?
The biggest understanding.
Misunderstanding.
Misunderstanding. Yes. I'm not sure.
That it's a non-contact sport.
Okay.
Because this is a contact sport, man.
It certainly.
Trust me.
These two teams have been very physical so far.
Well, it's just the evolution of the game of basketball. Back in my day, you notice that wasn't plural, by the way.
Yeah.
You touched somebody and it was pretty much a foul.
As
nowadays, I mean, it's got to be aggravated assault.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. True. As Bennett Buss hits one of two on his free throws. Abraham Tomori back for the Lightning. Tries to find Zadablowski inside and a foul down low. That's going to get. They're going to get Drew Murphy.
Yeah, he's trying to deny the pass down to the low post and got a little overly. Oh,
inbound for Tamori. He goes up,
goodness.
Doesn't slam it down. The soft touch, but he got airborne for that finish. 14-7 in favor of the Lightning.
You've heard about the drones over New Jersey? I think he's flying that high.
The drones over Madison is Abraham Tomori. Phillips, top of the key, finds Murphy high on the left side. Flips it back to John Jack, looking over. That's Murphy. That's Phillips in the corner. Pardon me. Murphy now back at the top. Free throw line. Kicks to Buss. Left corner. Drives baseline. Throws it out of bounds. And it tipped off an Appleton North defender. Pass was intended for John Jack.
I'll tell you, Zablowski and Murphy is a defensive-offensive matchup that's just fun to watch. And Murphy so far held scoreless, I think. Tell me if I'm wrong.
I believe so.
There's one.
As Murphy
right on
shoots
cue,
up
he almost
a three,
made one.
No good. Flung it up there with short. Rebound Lightning fires way up to Tomori. Kick back out. Ramos. Over to Hardy. Foul. Down low. They're going to get Amari Phillips on the push, his first foul of the afternoon. Under 10 minutes to go. Appleton North leads it 14-7. So Dabloski to inbound. Finds Tomori. Kicks it out to Sweeney. Drives left lane line. Tomori drives in. Left elbow pops and drops. 16-7. Abraham Tomori making his presence felt here early.
They list him at 6'3". He plays like 6'8". That kid's got some ups.
Physical, athletic, as Verona takes back over on offense. 9.5 minutes to play. Drew Murphy behind the back. Inside, 10-footer. No, rattles in and out. Murphy struggling so far today. Rebound, Appleton North. Sweeney coming back. Tomori now rotates between the legs. Picks up his dribble. Finds Hardy high on the right. Appleton North slowing down the pace a little bit. Sweeney inside to Zdoblowski. Hardy back on the outside, high on the right. Kicks to Ramos in that left corner. In and out, no.
Dodged
Rebound
the bullet
Jackson
there because
Connor.
He got his
he
feet
was
set and he's way open.
Connor finds Phillips in that far corner. Verona working right to left here. Bennett Buss spins out. Phillips, Murphy now between the circles. Back to Phillips. Tries to work inside. Stifling defense here for Appleton North. Jack finally kicks it up. Three ball is too strong. Rebound Appleton North. Ramos back the other way. Zdoblowski inside. Finds Sweeney back on the right side. Right wing three ball is up and good. That forces a timeout from the Wildcats. The Lightning with a 12-point advantage. They lead at 19-7 with 8 minutes and 23 seconds to go. The lineup at Midwest Financial Group, coaches for your financial world, organizing all the players on your personal team for the best chance of success. Behind every great team is a great coach. Let Midwest Financial Group be yours for your financial planning needs. Head to mfgteam.com to get a start today on your financial future. That's mfgteam.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, FINRA/SIPC, a registered investment advisor. And speaking of coaches, Tim, if you're Coach Kertrell Robinson, what are you telling your guys in that huddle?
Well, let's face it. Drew Murphy has been held scoreless. They got to have him. Mm. When you're averaging 27 points a game, and all you're going to tell them is, hey, keep shooting. That's all there is to it. You got to keep shooting the basketball. It's not like he hasn't had shots, because he has had shots. He did throw a couple air balls early. He just wasn't with it early. But he's had probably three or four that, you know, close, rounding out. But that's all going to come to a halt rather quickly. Mm-hmm. He's going to score. And but at this moment, my goodness, I'll tell you, Zdoblowski is you know, if this is a 15-round fight, he's won the first couple rounds
that
defensively, no doubt about it.
19-7, Appleton North's lead over Verona as the ball is now back in play, 8 minutes and 15 seconds and counting in this first half. Busta John Jack high on the right. Phillips over to Murphy on the left. Bridges Miller drives inside, goes up with the right, off glass, no good, too strong. Greg Hardy with a rebound for the Lightning. Left-handed dribble, passes midcourt. He'll just drive all the way inside, up with the right, and will draw the foul. Amari Phillips, his second. And, pardon me, they're going to give it to Caden Johnjack is the guilty party. Not on the shot, as Caden will check out of the game. Ramis to inbound, finds Sweeney that far left side. Back to Ramis, dribbles back between the circles, sizes up Phillips. Kicks to Hardy, looking for a cutter. No one open, he'll take it himself inside from the free throw line, back out to Ramis. High on the right side, to Morey now. On the center, poked away by Cameron Phillips. He gets the steal and draws the foul. Verona takes over. Cameron Phillips with that long reach forces the turnover.
I would have liked to seen that one continue on, mm-hmm. just between you and me.
Seemed.
Because I think he was would have been out ahead of the pack and just give him the opportunity to get the layup. My own personal opinion.
Referee's
got a different angle.
That certainly
holds hold.
Holds more weight than me, than my opinion, as Phillips on the right side finds Phillips in the corner. Back to Buss. Looks to rotate it around. He'll keep it himself. Dribbles. Bounce pass into Bridges Miller. Pump fake. Coming back the other way. Sets a screen for Phillips. Back to Williams. He'll take a long three, and that one's true.
Well, I'll tell you, most coaches would say that was a forced shot, and it was. Okay, I mean, that was 22-plus feet, but you got away with that one.
Skill outs, as they say, as a little bit of energy back with the Wildcats. 19-10, your score, under 7 minutes to go. Hardy at the top for the Lightning. Finds Ross Plachowski to the corner. And he stepped out of bounds. That was Nathan Ramis. Another turnover for the Lightning. And Verona looking to mount a comeback. They trail by 9, 6:45 to go. Bennett Buss.
Well, the best way to start that comeback is defensively. We all know that. They got to turn it up a notch because Appleton North is definitely playing better defense.
Yeah, back-to-back turnovers now for the Lightning. Buss between the circles finds Bridges Miller. Back to Buss on the handoff. Buss at the top of the key, drives inside, puts it up, strong, no, gets his own rebound, and it'll be a foul.
It's going the other
down
way.
Down low.
Going
it
the other
appears
way.
To be on Bridges Miller with a push on that second chance opportunity. Bridges Miller confused on the call as there's.
We got a 1-1 already also.
Now a stoppage
That's
in
a 17
play. Yeah,
foul.
Appleton North in the bonus.
6:20 remaining here in the first half. They're going to be shooting from the charity stripe the rest of the way. And already up 9 with an opportunity to get a couple right now.
Yeah, Verona going to have to be careful as Maddox Badeau checks in for the Wildcats. Bridges Miller will take a seat. Grant Hardy shoots the 1-1, and he is good on his first 20-10 year score. He'll get one more. Grant Hardy, 50% free throw shooter, and that will help the percentages.
He looked
on
like
this
100 to me.
It is a very young season.
He touched nothing but nylon on 2 shots.
Appleton North has only played 3 games, so it's a misleading stat. Cameron Phillips in the right corner now for Verona. Stops inside, spins, kicks out to Phillips. Finds Murphy high on the right, drives in with the left hand. Back to Phillips in the left corner now. 6 minutes to go. Buss at the top, rotates it to Murphy. He'll take a long three.
There
you
it is.
Bet it.
I knew that lid would come off rather quickly.
21-13 as Drew Murphy gets off the schneid.
If he's like most shooters, he's going to get hot.
Mm-hmm. Tamori now. High on the right side for the Lightning. Over to Ramis on the left side. He'll take a three, too strong. Rebound Murphy. Verona's running back the other way. Phillips with a head of steam. Finger roll, no good. Rebound gets his own. Up with the right hand, no. Third opportunity. Phillips with the right-handed floater, too strong. And finally pulled
down. How
about down
5 shots?
By Appleton Jeez. North. Verona cannot cash in. Score remains 21-13. Ramis at the top. Finds Hardy over on the right side. Ball's above his head, looking around.
Holy call, a 5-second
And it's going to be 5 seconds. Turnover, another one for Appleton North.
Oh, I was going to say.
Pardon us.
I was going to say that was an awfully fast 5-second call.
Yeah.
It was an inadvertent whistle. The referee politely said that he thought that he heard a timeout coming from the Appleton North bench. And so, rightly so,
yep.
They're going to inbound the ball at the 28-foot mark.
Yep. Rightly corrects his own call. Appleton North will retain possession. Ramos working at the top, guarded by Phillips. Finds Hardy. Badao on him. Zadablowski now finds Ramos inside on the right block. Strong.
Too
up
easy.
And good.
That's just too easy.
Inside position for Ramos. Phillips open.
Ooh,
on the break
traveled
on the left side, and he walked with it. Turnover, Wildcats.
As you know, I don't care if you're 5'9", 5'10". You still got to understand how to post up in this game. And that's what, Nathan Ramos did the last time down the floor. He just took his man to the hole, and there was not a contest.
Ramos certainly plays bigger than his 6'2 frame would suggest as Abraham Torrey drives in with the right hand, right lane line, and that one is good. A little baby hook from Abraham Torrey.
How do you defend that? You just can't defend that.
Impossible.
That is just really good offense.
25-13 in favor of the Lightning. Murphy finds Phillips right back to him. Buss now in with the left hand. Kicks right corner. Phillips back to Williams. He'll take a long two. No dice. Off rim, offensive rebound for the Wildcats. Murphy, Buss, he'll let it fly, and that one is good. Bennett Buss from long range, 25-16, 3:50 to go in this first half. Grant Hardy meanders his way up the court, guarded by Badeau. Ramos, far left now, drives in, spins, and he walks.
Well, that's just
keep
a case.
That pivot put down.
Yeah, that's just a case of going somewhere where you just don't have a right to go. He had nowhere to go, and he was trying to make something out of nothing, and decided to drive into three defensive players. Well, you're asking for trouble from the beginning.
Will Sweeney checks back in for the Lightning. Buss will bring the ball up, bounces to Badeau,
bounce
inside to Murphy, a little Stockton finish for Drew Murphy with the right hand, 25-18.
Why was he open? Because he just knocked down a three.
Yeah.
But 2 minutes ago, that's why, because he faked one way, went the other. They had to respect the three now.
Zadablowski in the left corner, he walks his way up, and a tough finish. Wow, Verona calling for a travel with the long, lanky arms. Zadablowski puts Appleton North up 27-18, and Coach Collette will call a timeout. For over 90 years, UW Credit Union has helped Wisconsinites achieve their financial goals at every stage of life, offering great rates for greater possibilities. Join today at uwcu.org. UW Credit Union is proud to support all the area's student-athletes. Make sure to listen every week to hear who the student-athlete of the week is.
I'll tell you, that last play, you said that he walked into the shot. Well, that's one of those that you'd really like to see on slow motion. Whether or not he dragged that pivot foot.
It was hard to tell. It was just such a long motion.
Well, emphasis on long.
Yeah.
Chances are he probably did, but gee whiz, it looked really good.
Yeah, it did. It was smooth.
Yeah.
A buttery finish.
Buttery. Oh,
for
like
Zadablowski. As 27-18, your score. Ball is back in play. 3 minutes to go in this first half. Appleton North in control over Verona. Buss finds Williams in the corner. Cross-court pass way over the head. Drew Murphy corrals.
We got a zone. We got a zone.
And Collette did tell me.
2-1-2 zone.
I talked to him before the game. He told me he'd switch to his zone only if he felt they were getting run out of the gym, which they are certainly not. So Coach Collette must have saw something he liked. Change of pace. Buss will let a three go, and that one's good.
There's
another
zone
ball for
Bennett.
That's
called a
Buss.
Zone buster right there. That kid can shoot it.
And just like that, 27-21 now. 2:20 to go in this first half. Zadablowski, hand off to Hardy on the left side. Walks it back towards center court. Gets to Tomori, drives in, evades the strip, right hand, a little English on the finish, 29-21, Tomori having himself a first half, 29-21.
He's had a real impact. He's tough to handle.
Physical brand of basketball. Hand off to Phillips on the left side. Williams between the circles. Back to Murphy high on the right. And a foul is called. They're going to get Ben Zadablowski, his first of
common foul.
The afternoon.
Common foul, so they'll just inbound at the 28-foot mark.
Bust to inbound. Phillips, top of the key, gets to Williams, drives hard in with the left hand, kicks out to Badeau, back to Bus. They rotate it to the right side.
They're back to man.
And Bus drug the pivot foot. He was trying to take a jab step, let the left foot come off the court, and it'll be a turnover, Verona. Minute 35 left to play. They trail 29-21 to Appleton North. Nathan Ramos with the ball, setting things up. Ross Plachowski inside. No, swatted away. Bust with the steal. Here come the Wildcats. Murphy's got it. Right side and goes up and draws the foul. Foul is on Ramos. That is his second of the game.
And he's coming out. No doubt about it after this first free throw.
As Murphy's first free throw is true.
Hey, Black, 40 here, 40.
29-22 your score with a minute 21 left to play in this first half.
Sam Keel, a 6'2 sophomore, replaces Ramos, who's nursing the two fouls. And a miss.
Second free throw is no good. Rebound Hardy. Tamori on the left side. Picks up his dribble. Finds it a Blowski on the right. Back to Cool. Over to Tamori. Guarded by Bus. Crossover dribble. Gets by him. Swatted away by Cameron Williams.
Whoa, he double dribbled.
Murphy double
good
dribbles.
Job. Oh, that was a tough call.
Oh,
I'll tell you what. I'm going to give credit to this referee over here to my right. That was one heck of a call. And there's some folks behind us that may not be too happy about that. But that was a wonderful call. When it's that fast, it's very hard to pick up, and he got it.
And he had Williams open. Hardy lets a three fly. Short front iron, no good. Rebound, Murphy. 50 seconds to go. Bus kicks up, finds Phillips on the left side. He'll stop. Pop a three. You betcha. Amari Phillips puts a few fingers in the air. 29-25. Four-point basketball game. 35 seconds to go. Tamori slowing things down for the Lightning.
They're going to hold it for one here. I'd be surprised.
Right-handed dribble. Verona fans getting loud. Whoop. Inside to Cool.
On second thought.
The little guy with a right hand and good. Off glass. 31-25. And by little guy, I mean 6 foot, 2 inch Sam Cool. As Bus will bring it up. 10 seconds to go. High on the right. Sizing up his defender. That's Ross Plachowski, the freshman. Drives with the left hand, pulls up, a little behind the free throw line, no, too strong. Rebound, Grant Hardy. And that will do it for the first half of this fast-paced, electric showcase game here at the 608 basketball tournament. What a half.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, it's not over yet. Woo. By any stretch, because I'll tell you what, both of these clubs could knock down threes. They've shown that. Without a doubt, Appleton North's defense has been the key to this first half, in my opinion.
We can now take a breath as when life takes an unexpected turn, turn to Pemberton Personal Injury Law Firm. Pemberton's client-centered approach ensures you're treated with respect, care, and compassion. Never just another case. With offices in Madison and Baraboo, Pemberton has the experience to secure the justice and compensation you deserve. Serving clients statewide, there are no fees unless you win. Trust a firm that treats you like family. Visit Pemberton Personal Injury Law at PembertonPI.com. We are going to take a break. When we return, we'll recap the first half. You are listening to the 608 Basketball Tournament, Game 1 of this quadruple header on Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania. Well, Welcome back to the 608 Basketball Tournament on Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Manias. For over 50 years, Zimbraconda has provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles. The trusted staff of Zimbraconda's youth car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're in the market for a new Honda or used Honda, visit Zimbraconda in Madison today or online at Zimbraconda.com. And Tim, Abraham Tomori, the story of the first half. He is the leading scorer with 13 points, and his physical presence has been huge for the Lightning so far today.
Yeah, I'd love to see this guy in a set of football pads.
Yeah.
Whoa. I mean to tell you, he could put it on the floor and go. He can shoot it from three. Let's take a look here. What does he... He wasn't even a starter.
No. He sixth man off the bench, 6 for 6 on the day. He is shooting 100% from the field.
All right, you've got the do you have his average throughout the year?
Yeah, his average, he averages 4 points a game.
You got to be kidding me. I mean, this guy looks like he's All-State.
Yeah.
I'm not joking, folks. This kid can really play, and Chris Kellett may try to find a way to get him in the starting lineup. But, you know, the kid's a senior. So, I mean, well, on the other way, you look at it, he's, you know, hot offense coming off the bench.
Yep.
You know, so as soon as the starters take a look at the five guys that start, and then they bring this dude in off the bench, I mean, he adds a dimension that's like none other. Mm-hmm. Not to say that there's not quickness with the other starting five guys, but... Today, he's been phenomenal.
Notably, Drew Murphy, the leading scorer for the Wildcats, averages 27 a game with 6 in the first half. We'll see if Tomori can keep it hot and if Drew Murphy can get it rolling for the Wildcats. They trail this one 31-25 in our first showcase game here at the 608 tournament. Zimbraconda has been a part of the Madison community since 1973. Their customer service is second to none, and you can experience it for yourself at two convenient Madison service locations on Fish Hatchery Road and Grand Canyon Drive. From simple maintenance to expert repairs, Honda certified technicians handle it all. Need new tires? For a limited time at Zimbraconda, you can buy 3 tires and get the 4th for only $1. Shop local, shop Zimbraconda. We have the second half when we return. You're listening to the 608 Basketball Tournament on Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania. When the sun goes down. Back to the 608 Basketball Tournament on Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania. The second half is underway, and it starts with an Appleton North turnover as here come the Wildcats. They're working left to right now. Cameron Williams inside has to retreat out. High on the right, crossover, gets by his man up with the right hand, hits the backboard, no, off rim. Here comes Sweeney the other way to Ross Blachowski. Three ball is short, rebound Drew Murphy. Minute and a half gone by. Buss brings it up the right sideline, crosses over. Murphy thinks about a long three, will take it inside, right lane line, off backboard, hits no rim, rebound Phillips.
Whoa.
And hey, a little game of leapfrog.
Put a saddle on him.
On the left block as Ross Blachowski came flying over Amari Phillips. Goodness gracious. And Buss inbounds to Murphy, spins up with the right hand, jeez, rattles in and out, cannot buy a bucket. 31-25, almost 2 minutes gone by.
Yeah, Drew Murphy just can't buy one.
No, he is struggling.
Tough day.
This afternoon, Sweeney finds it. Obloski inside, kicks to Hardy, who finishes with the left hand.
Now that's just toughness right there to pull the ball away from the defender. Just a bit stronger.
Yeah, strong hands down low from Grant Hardy. Murphy, left side, Phillips in the left corner.
Wow.
Williams loses control of the ball. Here comes Ramos the other way before it is blocked by Williams. Good recovery from the man with Big 8 Defensive Player of the Year aspirations, Cameron Williams. Makes up for the mistake, but it is still Appleton North basketball as that one sails. Here comes Buss the other way with the steal.
Ooh.
And the bump. Basket is no good, but he draws the foul. Foul is on Will Sweeney. Stoughton Health provides trusted care close to home. They're proud to support all the area's student-athletes and wish them all the best this season. From rehab to ortho care, Stoughton Health provides comfort and convenience locally. Visit stoughtonhealth.com to learn more. Is Bennett Buss.
One thing we didn't touch on, and that's the fact that Appleton North, very, very balanced scoring. They got four guys in double figures coming into this ballgame, whereas Verona has, you know, Murphy averaging 27 and Cam Williams 21. So, you know, if you get those two out of the ballgame just a little bit, well, they've succeeded without a doubt on Murphy so far. And Williams, how many has he had so far? I'm just curious.
Williams?
Yeah.
I'm not sure exactly.
Oh,
I believe he had six on my last count.
Okay.
Can either confirm nor deny. As Buss goes 1-for-2 from the charity stripe, Appleton North basketball. Verona applied a little pressure as Sweeney fires a three ball. Phillips corrals the rebound. Wildcats coming back. And Williams with a soft touch and a good roll. Layup is good. 33-28 now. 5-point basketball game, 16 minutes to go.
That kid's got an extra gear.
Long strides.
Wow.
As Sweeney, Murphy looking for the steal. Kick to Ramis, and that one is too strong. Rebound Wildcats.
Well, you live by the three, you die from the three. And right now, Appleton's missed a couple in a row.
Phillips now near that center court logo. Williams crosses over, right elbow, kicks to Murphy. Three ball is nothing but twine as they draw within two, 33-31 now. Verona hoping to catch a little fire in this second half. Grant Hardy far on the right side. Finds it a Bloski in the corner, looking for a cutting. Ross Blahowski isn't there. Swings back to Hardy. High on the right, looking. Finally puts the ball on the deck. Slow left-handed dribble guarded by Murphy. Looking around, guarded tight. Backdoor cut. And a travel from Nathan Ramis.
Oh, head coach is not very happy with that one. And I'm not going to agree or disagree because the referee had a whole lot better look than I had.
Yep. Coach Chris Collette pleading his case. Frustrated for certain as the turnover gives Verona a chance to tie this puppy up. 33-31, they trail with just under 15 minutes to play. Buss guarded by Sweeney. Finds Bedeau at the top. Soft drive in, back to Buss. Rotates it to Phillips, all the way back to Murphy, high on the left. Cutting Bedeau, the top of the key, back to Buss. Thinks about inside, goes back. Williams will let a three ball fly. That one's too strong, no good. Abraham Tomori with the rebound. He's back in for the Lightning.
Good choice, coach.
Yeah. He has been the man so far today, looking to give this Appleton North team a spark to keep the Wildcats at arm's length. Ramis high on the right. He'll work his way all the way back to the left. Tomori now top of the circle. Tries to find Ramis inside. Tipped away by Phillips, but a foul is called.
Cutter underneath the hoop and the pass intended for him, and he was pushed. You know, Appleton North did not take advantage of the bonus situation in the first half. They were in the bonus with 6:20 remaining. They only had two free throws in the entire first half. So might want to, you know, they don't have a major size advantage, a little bit, but be interesting to see if, you know, because if their threes don't go down, they're going to have to go inside. Oh, there's a misplay.
Yep, Sweeney was on the left side. Looking for Zdoblowski inside. It was tipped out of bounds. Lightning will retain possession with 13:52 to go. They lead it 33-31. Hardy inbounds. Triggers the action. Sweeney, open corner three on the left. Too short, no. Williams rebound. And he flies towards that right basket. Finds Phillips in the corner. Rattles home another three ball. Amari Phillips. Second tray of the day to give the Wildcats a 34-33 lead.
I think that's their first lead of the day.
I believe so. With 13:30 in the second half. Hardy, right block, kicks. Will Sweeney, left side, working on Buss. Puts the ball down, Working on Bus Williams, looking for a steal. Hardy inside, foul, and the floater is good.
Little NBA continuation action there.
Yeah. You betcha, hoop and arm for Grant Hardy. Cameron Williams, the culprit on the foul. That's going to be his third, and now he has to check out of the game. Caden Johnjack back in.
Cam Williams not real pleased with that foul. Could you catch that reaction on the way by as he went by the table here?
Couldn't catch the exact wording as Grant Hardy's free throw
probably
is pure.
Probably.
And Chris Collette and Appleton North will call their first time out of the half. They lead at 36-34. GRB Academy wants to be a part of your plan to reach your potential. Utilize GRB Academy's 52,000-square-foot facility, 14 batting cages, and 6,000-square-foot weight room. With private instruction, group training programs, travel teams, GRB Academy primes itself on providing the highest level of coaching for the baseball player in your family. Visit GRB Academy for more information. GRB Academy, baseball for the serious player.
A little bit of trivia for you. Don't know. You're a smidge new to the operation here.
A little bit.
You've
yes.
met Bill Kegler.
I believe so. Yes.
Okay. Bill Kegler is the brains of this whole 608 thing.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Waterloo, Wisconsin native.
Okay.
That's where I'm from, by the way.
Yep.
Okay.
Familiar.
And, yeah.
We did
go.
Talk yesterday.
Yeah. Right on. And this is Bill's baby, and this is his fourth year and the second year for ESPN Madison to. We have the great opportunity to bring some basketball to the folks at home. And I'll tell you, if you haven't done it before, come on over here in years to come.
Yes.
Because this is going to be a mainstay.
It's only getting bigger.
It's going to be a mainstay. And, you know, there's teams from out of state. And some of these teams are, you know, they've got players that are coming to Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
There's Wisconsin ties. Last year we had Con Knipple. You ever heard that name before?
I have.
Have you? Yeah. Well,
I've also happened to have seen him in a Duke uniform this season.
Yeah, unfortunately, somehow he got out of the state of Wisconsin. But, hey, the Badgers are doing well. They're going to get back on the winning streak here pretty quickly.
Yes.
Hopefully right about now.
I hope so.
Yeah.
They're facing Butler.
Yes.
As Amari Phillips high on the right. John Jack, center court, gets it to Buss on the left. Drives in on Sweeney. Tough defense. Has to work it back out to Phillips. John Jack in the purple shoes. Up to Buss. Flicks up a three. Ooh. Air ball.
That was
nothing.
That was really forced. Well, that was like it was the last quarter second of a shot clock.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no need for that one.
Will Sweeney, some tough on-ball defense. Verona.
Full court pressure.
A light pressure. Man-to-man. As Ramos beats his man. Gets it past the timeline. Tamori now, top of the key, finds Hardy inside.
That's
up with the left hand, off glass is good, 38-34.
Just plain too easy.
Verona now back the other way, John Jack left corner. Finds Murphy, drives inside with the right hand, up and good. Spins it off the top of the box, 38-36, 12-10 to go. Will Sweeney bringing it back with the right hand, passes the midline. On the right side now, finds Tamori on the left. Working inside on Hardy, mismatch. Sweeney, about two-footer, can't get it to go. Rebound Verona, that's Murphy. Buss on the right side. Badeau, right-handed dribble, working around. Steal attempt, nothing. Phillips, right baseline. Back out to Murphy. John Jack, Buss, directing traffic from the left corner. Back to Murphy, puts it on the deck. Back to Buss, left baseline, back to Phillips. Murphy now, long possession. Murphy with the right hand from the right side, and we've got a tie ball game.
I don't blame anybody for not getting in his way.
Yeah. A locomotive, as here comes Ramos. Out to Hardy, has an open three, decides against. Ramos, tip ball, but gets it to Sweeney. Hardy at the top, Tamori right side. Right corner now, Zinoblowski. Puts it on the deck, lowers the shoulder, flicks up a shot, nothing. All air, rebound Wildcats, 11 minutes to go. Dead heat at 38. John Jack thinks about the three, drives lane line, spins. Back to Murphy, behind the back, dribble, stops, pops from the left elbow. No, backboard and rim, out. Rebound, Lightning. And Will Sweeney slows down this frantic pace, but Hardy, wide open three from the left corner, rattles home, 41-38. Lightning back on top, 10.5 to go in this second half. Bennett Buss walks the ball up the court. Badeau, handoff to John Jack. Murphy, open three, little elevator play, and it works to perfection. Back to 41 all.
Well, he worked real hard for that basket. It was all developed prior to the pass to him because of his hard work in getting open.
Mm-hmm. Couple of screeners in on the mix as well. Sweeney, right side, finds Ramos inside, kicks to Tamari. He'll take it up with the left hand through some contact.
Somebody's got to cut him off. I mean, he went through a whole bunch of traffic.
Bus.
Nobody helped.
Rainbows it across the court. Found Phillips, who gets it to Murphy. Right hand, no good. Tip out attempt fails from Badeau. Finds the Lightning. Will Sweeney inside to Badeau. Is it a... I can't talk. Zadablowski, who gets the finish.
They're
going to call an offensive foul as he lowered the shoulder. as I was our, caught tripping up over the name Zadablowski.
Our friend, the Appleton North coach, is not overly pleased at the moment with the fellows of the striped shirts. But that happens quite often.
Yep, that it does. As second foul on Zadablowski. Three ball from Murphy is short. Jackson Connor the rebound for the Wildcats. Phillips now will take it. No. And Tamori will corral for the Lightning. Just over 9 minutes to go. 43-41 your score.
Talk to weak side.
Appleton North on top. Will Sweeney will keep it himself. Drives. Left block. Double team. And has to shoot it out to Ramos. Between the arcs, stops and pop. Ooh, almost traveled there. Just almost let the pass go. Hardy, Ramos in the left corner now. Between the leg dribble, guarded by Williams. Buss with the steal, fast break opportunity. Up with the right hand and good. Easy couple of points for Bennett Buss. 43 all. Nathan Ramos now with the left hand working on Williams. Stops at the elbow, finds Tamori, open, three ball is
good.
There's
our man, 7 for 7.
Off the heel.
Boy, he's been quiet.
Falls.
He's been quiet the whole second half. That's his first shot in the second half, I think. No, he has another one.
Yeah, he's up to 18. Oh, Williams guarded by Ramos, tipped out of bounds. They'll say it went off Ramos.
Ooh, they got a break there. That was right
that
in front of
us. That they did. It looked like it bounced off Williams.
Not that
it's gonna
we...
Be a, actually, they called a hand check, a foul.
Oh, they did. Oh, okay.
A foul on Ramos. 14 foul for the Lightning. Ramos is third. Bennett Buss to inbound for the Wildcats. 8 minutes to go in what has been a whirlwind of a second half. Lofts it into Murphy. Handoff back to Buss. Guarded by Sweeney. Murphy right side, immediately back to Buss. Walks it with the right hand, dribble handoff to Murphy. They're playing hot potato all the way back to Jackson Connor on the left side. Murphy now, left hand, stop from the left elbow, too strong. Rebound Cameron Williams. He'll go back up with it and gets the friendly roll. Shooter's touch for Cameron Williams, 46-45, 7.5 to play. Ramos now working the ball back up for the Lightning, guarded tightly by Cameron Williams, trying not to get that fourth foul. Hardy, a three ball from the right side, no good. Rebound, Bennett Buss. As he will jog it up with 7:15 to play. Verona trails by one, spins away from Zadablowski. Finds John Jack on the left side, drives baseline out to Williams. He'll take a three ball, is good. Cameron Williams gives the Wildcats the lead, 48-46, under 7 to go. Will Sweeney back. Hardy, Ramos, a three ball from the corner. Off front iron, no good. Offensive rebound for Zadablowski. Working on Drew Murphy. Flicks it out to Ramos. Tamori driving right baseline. Finds Zadablowski, open three ball, but the shot, they will say, is off. And
wow, old mister. I'm going to tell you what. They called a 3-second violation. How often do you see that in a game of this nature?
Not too often.
A turnover
for the Appleton North Lightning and Verona with a chance to extend their lead.
That's a huge break for Verona right there. Just an extra possession.
Verona has not led by more than three.
Zone. They got a zone going.
Switch
here.
Into a zone. John Jack will let it fly short. Jackson Connor tries to save it. Appleton
got a man
North,
wide
fast
open.
Fast break. Will Sweeney, right hand. You betcha. All knotted up at 48. Back and forth we go. Over 6 minutes to go. 6:05 to be exact.
Hey, I had three
As
overtimes
Bus will
last
walk up.
Night.
Yeah, what?
I had three overtimes. Let's go four.
Would not be shocked if we see an extra period. Under six to go. Verona on offense. Murphy thinks about a three from the left corner. Drives, draws the foul on Abraham Tomori. Will be charged with the block. That's the fifth team foul for Appleton North, the second for Abraham. Jackson Connor will take a seat. As Murphy will let the three ball fly, too short, fast break opportunity. Who
look
else?
Out.
Tomori.
Oh, no.
Looking for the showtime. The ball slipped out of his hands, and Verona gets a break as now let it go.
Three on none.
Another steal. Will Sweeney will lay it up and in.
How do you get a three on none?
Wow, what a sequence as Williams will let a three ball go and talk about shooter's touch once again. Tickles the twine.
Yeah, he should go to Vegas
cylinder.
Right now.
Cameron Williams finding a way. The Wildcats lead at 51-50.
Oh, beautiful.
As Sweeney low on the left block lays it up and in. The Lightning back in front, 5 minutes to go. Whew. Take a second, catch our breath. Bus.
Curtrell Robertson just hollered out to his team, special. Let's see what he's got for a special going here.
John Jack into Murphy, low on that left side, back to Bus. He's working near that midcourt logo. Stops, finds Murphy, thinks about a long three. Bus rotates it around to the right. That's Cameron Williams. Pivots, drives in, spins up with the right hand. It's good. Count it and a foul. Cameron Williams taking over late in this showcase game at the 6:08 basketball tournament, 53-52. The Wildcats.
And that was pretty special. Curtrell Robinson was right. That was a special.
That
special player making a special move.
It was.
That was a spinorama. Although, head coach Curtrell Robinson's doing a major job on screens here this afternoon because he's standing up in front of us, and we have a problem with seeing everything to our
it
right.
It is a little tough visually as Williams.
He takes up a lot of room.
Finds the bottom of the net on his free throw attempt. Verona leads it 54-52. 4 minutes and 25 seconds to go. Sweeney high on the right side. To Dobloski now in the right corner. Inside to Hardy. Bumped by Badeau. Lowers the shoulder inside. Spins up with the right. And they're going to call a foul down low before the shot on Maddox Badeau.
We're on a foul, number 22, Maddox Badeau. First personal, 13.
Only the third team foul for Verona this half.
Timeout.
As Coach Collette, or pardon me, Coach Robinson and the Wildcats will call a timeout with 4 minutes and 13 seconds left to go. Your score, Verona 54. Appleton North, 52. Daniels Construction is a proud employee and family-owned business serving South Central Wisconsin for 71 years. Join an award-winning self-performing contractor committed to quality and excellence in every project. They offer multi-trade career opportunities with on-the-job paid training and career growth opportunities. Whether you're looking to start a new project or a new career, Daniels Construction is building better futures, people, and communities. Visit danielsco.com to learn more.
Foul situation going to be interesting. Verona thus far with but three here in the second half, and they're nursing that two-point lead, and six on Appleton North. The Lightning will allow the Wildcats to get to the free throw line on every foul from this point forward. So keep a watchful eye on that one. Always very important as we go down the stretch.
Especially in a game that is this close and has been played with such ferocity here through, give or take, I'm trying to do some quick math, 18-minute halves. It's been, what, about 32 minutes, roughly?
Just less than that.
Just less.
Milton High grad?
Hey,
am I right?
I'm a proud Milton High grad.
Atta, baby.
I'm not a proud Milton High grad. My math teachers were fantastic. Shout out Mrs. Schultz, pre-calc. As Appleton North will inbound, but math is not my specialty, and this is what I'm doing. I'm a words guy. As Grant Hardy muscles his way inside, can't finish,
lost
gets his own rebound and loses the handle. Verona, Bennett Buss, Cameron Williams in the right corner. He'll let it fly, and it swirls around and drops. Another three ball for Cameron Williams.
Largest lead of the game for the Wildcats at 5.
Swells 257-52, 3:45 to go. Zadabloski, hand off to Sweeney. Drives right baseline. All the way around. Three ball for Ross Plachowski is too strong. Drew Murphy the rebound. And the Wildcats with a chance to tighten their grip on this one. 3.5 to go. Coach Robinson urging his guys to slow it down. Buss lofts it over to Cameron Williams, who lazily dribbles. Finds Badeau in the corner. They just are rotating it around now. Phillips on the left, back to Murphy. High on the right side. Buss now. Left and right we go. 3 minutes to go. Drew Murphy back to Buss, to Phillips, left corner. Thinks about a penetration. Fires to Williams, who's able to corral. Tipped a little bit by Grant Hardy. 2:50 now. Buss near the eye of the Madison College Wolf logo. Finds Badeau. They're trapping now.
Ooh.
Ripped away by Sweeney, and a foul going towards the Lightning. It will be on a Wildcat. They're going to get Maddox Badeau his second foul of the afternoon.
You heard me in the background, and I apologize for that. But when I go, oh, that means somebody just got one. He got the Verona kid just got smacked in the face. Did you see that?
I missed it.
He
no,
missed
I was
it.
Watching
oh,
the ball.
Oh, he got smacked.
Hardy.
And that's why he lost the ball. But it's very difficult for the official to see that one.
To Ramos. Ross Plachowski finds Ramos. 2.5 to go in what has been a fantastic first showcase game of this 608 tournament. Hardy on the right block. Works it back out. Ross Plachowski open. Three ball, and it rattles home.
You knew that was coming. I just had the feeling.
57-55. He's been due. Quiet since the first half. Williams brings it up for the Wildcats. 2:05 left in this one.
Ooh.
And
Ramos not real happy with that one. They're going to send him to the line
Nathan
for a
Ramos.
Bonus. Ramos comes over and does the old, what did I do?
Yeah.
To the official right in front of us here.
Seventh team foul as the Wildcats now in bonus. Cameron Williams, chance to make this a two-score game. 1-1 as that one rattles off rim, backboard, and drops. First free throw true. 58-55, 2:03 to go. Second free throw, nothing but strings. 59-55. 2:03, Appleton North rolls the ball for a brief moment. 2 minutes to play. Sweeney guarded by Buss, left-handed dribble. Hand off to Ross Plachowski. Verona switching on defense behind the back. Back to Hardy, left corner, drives baseline, right hand, backboard and in. As Coach Collette will call a timeout for Appleton North. They trail at 59-57. Now with a minute 45 left to go. Throw it, nail it, celebrate. Check out the buzz at Madison X, your state-of-the-art entertainment spot with 8 lanes of axe throwing, interactive games, plus digital target projection and scoring. For even more fun, check out their indoor backyard, 2,000 square feet of shuffleboard, cornhole, yard games, and more. Perfect for a night out with the family or parties, Madison X is your destination for all things fun. Go to MadisonX.com or head to their location on Stone Road today. We just went there for a holiday party. It is fantastic. And, Tim, we're in crunch time now. Two-point game, minute 45 left to go.
And we're getting a a little head nod from one of the Verona assistants over here that heard your play-by-play here, and we got a little thumbs up. So
I appreciate
we're apparently impressing someone here. But yeah, this is where the game starts to begin here, and you're going to see a number of timeouts to because these kids are gassed. I mean, the tempo of this game is
frantic.
Frantic, to say the least. And, of course, they both played last night as well.
Yep.
And Appleton North came, nearly 2 hours on a bus to get here. So that's not an easy thing either. So it's, this is the Donnybrook and everything we asked it to be. And
yep.
It's a great way for you and me to spend a Saturday afternoon in pre-Christmas holidays cheer here.
I am certainly not complaining. Press now from Appleton North. Williams trapped in the left corner.
My.
Stolen away by Zadablowski. Bust, though. Gets it right back, and it'll be a kicked ball.
Oh!
And
oh,
a turnover
goodness.
As Buss was the one who kicked it. He was trying to corral it off the court.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's going to be some discussion about this one. The ball was kicked, yes. It was barely touched by the foot.
It was hit with Buss's foot.
I'm not going to argue that fact, but the Cartrell Robinson, the Verona coach, is saying, hey, it was not on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It was not intentional.
It certainly was not an intentional kick.
It was not. You know that. I know that. I think the official probably would like to have that one over again, but a break for the Lightning, needless to say.
Just under a minute and a half to play. Appleton North trailing by two. Sweeney picks up his dribble, bounces inside, and turns it over.
The ball doesn't lie.
Out of bounds.
The ball doesn't lie.
Ball don't lie. Verona will regain possession. Murphy to inbound. Pressure from the Lightning. Murphy finds Buss coming up the right side. Passes center court. Williams, press broken. But oh, Phillips up with the right hand.
Oh.
No good. Swatted back. And Buss will retain for the Wildcats. Minute 05 to go. Verona leads it by two. Buss trapped in the corner nearest us on the right side. But he had his dribble. Shoots out of it. Finds Cameron Williams. Layup is no good, but tipped out again. Murphy corrals on his own side of the court. 48 seconds to go now. Cameron Williams bounces to Buss on the left. Back to Williams in the corner. Murphy between the circles with 40 to play. And a foul by Ben Zadablowski.
Not the right guy to send to the line, I don't think.
And Murphy shooting a 1-1. 37.7 seconds to go.
You know, they say cream rises to the top. Well, this kid's a hybrid, all right? And we're going to find out right here. This is big time for this young man.
What do you got, Drew
yep.
Murphy? And he's got his first free throw. 60-57 to push it to a three-point game. Three dribbles, spin in the left hand. Ball is up, and it is pure. 61-57. Essentially a two-possession game, 35 seconds to go. Sweeney to Ross Blachowski. Back to Sweeney in the right corner. Looking, he's got no one. Drives inside on Amari Phillips, who hits the deck. Hardy for three.
Ooh.
Spins around and out. Rebound, Drew Murphy, 22 seconds to go. Bennett Buss is knocked over. Nathan Ramos with a push.
I'll tell you, the foul situation has really been important here down the last 30 seconds as those points at the free throw line become so vitally important.
Bennett Buss with a chance to give the Wildcats some breathing room. They lead it 61-57, 18 and a half to play. First free throw is up and rims around and drops for 62-57.
We've got an assistant coach over here at Verona that is going to have to learn to sit on the bench. He can't get up.
Second
I don't know if he
knows
that or not.
Buss, too strong, off the heel, no good. Life for Appleton North, 15 seconds to play. Here comes Ramos. Zadablowski lets a three fly and knocks it
you
down.
You knew that was going to happen.
9.7 to play, and we've got ourselves a two-point ball game. Appleton North down, but certainly not out. Ben Zadablowski keeps the Lightning alive. Stoughton Health They provide trusted care close to home. They're proud to support all the area's student-athletes and wish them all the best this season. From rehab to ortho care, Stoughton Health provides comfort and convenience locally. Visit stoughtonhealth.com to learn more. Tim, if you're one of these coaches here, what are you? Let's go with Appleton North. What are you dialing up if you're in that huddle?
Well, you're going to go for the steal first. There's 10 seconds left. 9.7. You go for the steal first. You're going to put all the pressure you can. Now, whether you're not, the first question is, do you guard the inbounder? The person inbounding the basketball does have the use of the baseline. He can run the baseline. So that adds a dimension right there. There appears to me they're not going to guard the inbounder. So here we go.
Bust the inbounder. Finds Drew Murphy trapped by Tamori and Sweeney.
They let almost 4 seconds
and
go off the clock.
Draws the foul. They were looking for a trap immediately, but not enough time. With 5.9 to play, Drew Murphy will head back to the free throw line with a chance to essentially ice the game.
And give the Verona coaching staff kudos in the fact that this young man was just at the line seconds ago. He's got the touch. He's just made 2 out of 2. We'll make it 3 out of 3 as he doesn't come close to the rim.
Cha-ching for Drew Murphy. So, 3-point affair.
If I'm the coach, I want to foul somebody else. Mm. All right, somebody that hasn't been there.
Second free throw is short. Appleton North may have a chance, but Murphy gets his own rebound and is fouled again by Abraham Tamori. Oh.
That should
just about do it.
Well, if you're going to miss one, I guess that's the way to miss it. You know, have it
right
bounce,
back to you.
Way back. And, yeah. Well, you didn't box out the shooter, plain and simple.
Ooh, Murphy misses short on his next free throw. Lightning still have a pulse. Albeit a faint one. 2 seconds to go. Verona leads it by 3. Murphy makes his second, and it is now a 4-point game with 2 seconds. Inbound to Ramos, lets it fly, tries to draw a foul, but it doesn't matter anyway. He gets all air, and the Verona Wildcats come back to win this 6:08 showcase game, 64-60. Wow.
I'll tell you, this has been very, very, very entertaining. And for you folks that may be listening and contemplating coming over here, I'll tell you what, folks. I don't even know who the next two games are, but the 6 o'clock game, I think.
I believe.
The last game?
Yes.
Is that 6 o'clock or somewhere?
Yes, yes.
The last game? Lake Mills is playing in that game. Folks, I'm telling you, you got to watch this kid by the name of A.J. Bender. He scored 42 in the last game I saw him play 2 weeks ago today, as a matter of fact. This kid is a flat-out player. He's going to Mankato State, Minnesota. And I'll tell you what, I think somebody missed the mark on this kid because he can flat-out play. I'm looking forward to it. This was a great game, and we've got a MVP of the game out
there. Cameron Williams awarded the MVP for this first showcase game at the 6:08 basketball tournament. And boy, oh boy, does he deserve it. He took over in the second half. Verona trailed by as much as 12 in this one to Appleton North. The Lightning were firmly in control before the Wildcats came storming back to win it by a score of 64-60. GRB Academy wants to be a part of your plan to reach your potential. Utilize GRB Academy's 52,000 square foot facility, 14 batting cages, and 6,000 square foot weight room. With private instruction, group training programs, and travel teams, GRB Academy prides itself on providing the highest level of coaching for the baseball player in your family. Visit GRB Academy for more information. GRB Academy, baseball for the serious player. We are going to step aside. When we return, we will wrap up what was an absolutely phenomenal first showcase game at this 6:08 basketball tournament. You heard Tim say it. If you weren't planning on coming out, make it a priority. Get on out here. We still got 3 amazing games left to go. You're listening to the 6:08 basketball tournament on Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania. Welcome back 608 Basketball Tournament on Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania. Prep Mania brought to you in part by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years, pop in or hop online at uwcu.org to join. UW Credit Union is proud to support all the area student-athletes. Make sure to listen every week to hear who the student-athlete of the week is. Cameron Williams of Verona, certainly deserving of that student-athlete of the week nomination as Verona storms back to win a thriller in our first showcase game, 64-60 over Appleton North. And Tim, you got any final thoughts for us this afternoon?
Well, number one, it was an absolute honor to be asked to do this. And once again, I congratulate Bill Kegler and all of his hard work for putting this thing together. And we just witnessed a couple of teams that if they don't come to Madison in March, I will be amazed, because these are two extremely high-level ball clubs, well-coached, and it was just great fun to be able to watch here today. And we got three more of these to go yet.
That we do. If you are watching on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel, you will be witnessing Oshkosh North and Middleton up next in the consolation game. If you are listening to us on 100.5 FM, you will get Bucks basketball, the NBA Cup semifinals coming your way next. Zimbraconda has been a proud part of the Madison community since 1973. They're your one-stop shop for over 250 new Hondas to choose from. Whether you're looking for a sedan, SUV, or truck, their selection of new vehicles is second to none and has exactly what you're looking for. Stop in today at their location on Fitch Hatchery Road to check out the all-new 2024 Honda Prologue, Honda's first all-electric SUV, or browse their car selection online at Zimbraconda.com. That's Zimbraconda.com. Shop local, shop Zimbrick Honda. Here at the 608 Basketball Tournament, Alex Strofe and the Dean, Dennis Semrau, have the call next. For Tim Haldeman, my name is Riley Yauch. Thank you so much for tuning in to this presentation of the 608 Basketball Tournament on Zimbraconda's Prep Mania.